Chew on My Heart by James Bay. Currently 3:13 on your Eagle clock, 80 degrees outside. And guys, I've got a treat for you this hour. It is time for the first ever Chief and Buddy Chat. We're going to get into advice and stories and all kinds of good stuff. Here with me, I have the Wing Weapons Manager, Chief August. And then we also have the Weapons Superintendent, Master Sergeant, Standardization Superintendent. There you go, Bailey. And he's Master Sergeant King. How are you guys doing today? Start with you, Chief August.
Beast, absolutely phenomenal today. Happy Friday, Wolfpack.
Happy Friday! And how are you doing, Master Sergeant King?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We're having a good time today, guys. We're going to start off strong, though, and we're going to get right into it. So we'll start with Master Sergeant King. Question for you. What makes a good chief?
So when I think of a good chief, the first thing that comes to mind, and pretty much the only thing that comes to mind, is presence. And what I mean by that is a chief to me has to be present in the moment. He has to be present in successes, failures even. And it's not necessarily proximity. It's just a matter of them being there to guide, mold, mentor, and motivate me along the way, the troops that he's over. So it really just comes down to being present.
I think that's a great answer. I definitely respond better as an airman, like, when my leadership is directly involved and encouraging. So, yeah, guys, I think that would make a great chief. And just kind of maintaining that throughout the career, I think, is really important, too. But switching it over to Chief August now, what would you say makes a good airman or even just an up-and-coming chief?
Wow, so Roscoe gave a pretty great definition for a chief. But those things apply to airmen as well. It's about being in the moment and really mastering your craft, mastering whatever task or assignment you have, and not being afraid to fail or meet that challenge. And overall, communicate. If there's one lesson that I've learned in my 26 years is we never communicate often enough, effectively enough, and efficiently enough. So that would be the one thing. Give it some critical thought and make sure that communication is on point. That would be what I would look for in all airmen. Big A.
Big A. See, and I think the great thing about both of their answers is that it applies no matter where you are. You can always be present. You can always work on communication. Always good stuff. Always good stuff. Exciting. We are going to get more into some improvement later on. But for right now, we're going to get ready for your weather. It's coming at you right after this. Summer Days by Martin Garrix. You're on with the Beast right now. Currently 3:28 on your Eagle clock, 80 degrees outside. And guys, you came at a good time because we're in the middle of the first ever Chief and Buddy Chief Chat. We're getting into leadership and how to be the best airman we can be. In the studio, I've got Chief August and Master Sergeant King. How are you doing today, Chief?
As I said, amazing. Just a good Friday, good weather, and good company.
Ah, look at that. Such a sweetheart. And then Master Sergeant King, how are you doing?
Yeah, it is a great Friday.
It is a great Absolutely. Friday. And we are going to get into things that make us great, us airmen over here. So my next question on the list, we'll start again with you, Master Sergeant King. What is something you've learned in your career you wish you would have known as an airman? No pressure.
No pressure. So there are actually tons of things that come to mind, and I think about, Chief talks about, and he's nailed it. It's perfecting your craft. But the one thing that I wish I would have learned, and learned it a long time ago, and it has nothing to do with being a senior NCO or even being in the Air Force, is just emotional intelligence. Learning how to treat, talk, communicate with people, their ticks, their quirks, my own ticks and my own quirks, having a better understanding of all those things, and being able to utilize that knowledge would have been so handy and helpful way back when.
I can only imagine. I feel like I definitely struggle with that too, being like, I don't know, being an airman. Like, I'm And granted, I am a highly emotional airman at that, but I've definitely stunned a leader or two by having like a breakdown and then they don't know how to handle it. But that's something, it's something good. That's something to hold myself accountable on as an airman. But over to you, Chief August. What do you think? What is something you wish you would have known back in the day?
So, Bailey, I think we might have set you up because we have talks like this quite a bit. And emotional intelligence is definitely high on the radar, largely due to you trying to understand if what I communicated to you was what I intended it to have on you in terms of an impact, whether it was to bring you to tears or to make you more productive. I think that's something that we could all continue to grow. We were talking about how you go to school and you learn IQ. There's nothing out there really to make EQ something relevant. And I hate to make it sound like it's a buzz phrase, but it definitely could be added to anybody's toolkit at any time and you would be better for it. But in terms of things that I wished I knew and embraced more was just realizing that no matter where I was at, owning leadership responsibility, owning the responsibility for, I came in as an A1C, understanding that with that came responsibility to lead airmen below me. And I think there's a thought or premise nowadays where we're just all clumped in tiers. So meaning a senior airman still thinks they're an airman. They don't think they're the next NCO. They just think they're an airman. So I would say learning that and applying that would be a lesson I wished I shared earlier.
Emotional intelligence and holding ourselves accountable. Guys, do you feel better? Like, are you pushing yourself for goals out there? Because I'm making a list. I'm making a checklist in my brain right now. We've got more good stuff coming up. We are going to talk about how to improve our leaders. Ooh, flipping the script, turning the tables. More on that coming up. But for right now, we're going to get ready for some more good music. Coming up, we've got Adore You by Harry Styles. That was Part of Me by Katy Perry. Currently 3:41 on your Eagle Clock, and y'all are in for a treat. We're in the middle of the first ever Chief and Buddy Chat. Here I've got Chief August and Master Sergeant King, and we're just going to dive right into it because, y'all, we're having a great conversation off the air about challenging yourself as an airman. So, Chief August, I'm looking at you. Let's get back into it. He was talking to me. Just tell him what you're telling me, sir. It was so, good information.
Again, Wolfpack, good afternoon. So Beast and I and Sergeant King were just having a conversation about the tiers, the enlisted tiers. And my question out there to all of you senior airmen and staff selects, as you enter a room that has overflowing trash, airmen, A1Cs, and all that are in there, would you tell one of them to take the trash out? I've asked this question at several bases. And every base, I get the answer from the senior airman, no, I wouldn't. I would take the trash out. Or no, I wouldn't if they told me no, I would still do it. And I always submit to the fact that, wow, that's scary because you're the next NCO. And that attitude is adopted in so many forms as an NCO. Power our questions always get pushed up past the chain. So I consider it a little nick in the chain of command that we need to work to shore up.
Oh, I agree. Oh, man. But I'm not going to lie. When he asked me that, guys, I definitely hopped on that bandwagon. I was like, yeah, take trash out. Da, da, da. But oh, it's just so hard because I feel like, and like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like there, like we even talked about it a little bit. Like he was explaining, even in the senior NCO tier, like if he'd walked in and, you know, it was him and Master Sergeant King, and he was like, hey, like, you're not going to turn a chief and be like, hey, chief, go take out the trash. Like, no, am I right, Sergeant King? Am I right?
Absolutely.
Like that would, my jaw would drop.
The trash should not be overflowing if chief walked in the room.
It should
That's
not.
My perspective.
It should But I don't know. I really value your guys' perspectives on this. But how do we change that is my big thing.
So as we were talking off air, we talked about a number of things, right? Growing where you're planted, understanding your leadership influence wherever you're at, perfecting your craft. All those things really help you realize that you are empowered with positional right to lead, and you have to continue to earn the right to lead. And so as a senior airman, you can't walk around like senior airman of the Air Force thinking you can tell everybody what to do, but you can earn the right to influence those airmen. I mean, the enlisted force structure tells you that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a deeper application of it, I think, is how we get better at it.
A deeper application. What do you think, Master Sergeant King?
So I think it's deliberate development towards our NCO Corps. I think somewhere along the way, Chief and I talk about this all the time, there's been a significant loss of heritage. There's been a lot of loss of ownership at particular levels. Staff sergeants, tech sergeants, even senior airmen, they don't realize the power that they actually hold. They do have a lot of responsibility, but they also have a lot of power if they only take it. I can remember growing up and being in that position, being a staff sergeant, being a tech sergeant, and I would get real offended when I would hear conversations from my peers talk about how, you know, our power was taken away from us. And no, that's never what it's been about. It's always been that we gave up. We gave up our power simply by the act of disownership or not owning our own realm. So I'm completely on board with Chief on this one. This is know and own your own realm.
Oh, guys, come on. Come on, somebody. That's good information. Oh, I love that. I feel like there's a lot. I wish we could just stay on here and talk about it. There's a lot we could get into. But hopefully that stays with you guys. I know it's going to stay with me. We're going to think on that a little bit while we get ready for our weather. And then we are going to wrap up here. But for right now, let's get ready for our weather. Now, I have had two amazing guests in the studio with me for Chief and Buddy. The first one ever, I think it went pretty dang good. With me, I've had Chief August and Master Sergeant King. Just want to thank you both for coming out today and just kind of any parting words. So we'll start with you, Master Sergeant King. Anything you wanted to leave our viewers with, listeners?
Well, first, thanks again for having me. This has actually been pretty awesome. But the one thing that I want to share with everybody is find a mentor and then use and abuse them. They are out there. If you have questions, you need feedback, you want guidance in your career, or just a soundboard, that is what people like Chief August are here for. And there's so many mentors available. So just find them and use them.
That definitely checks. I'm going to look into that. Find me a mentor myself. But wrapping up with Chief August, sir. What do you want to leave us with?
Wow, Beast. I just got to echo. I'm always honored every time you guys have me on your show. It's just such a blessing to be able to reach out to folks. And Sergeant King and I couldn't have partnered better. We don't want you to think it was all staged because it's just authentic. But I will say I will echo his mentorship, and I would challenge mentors to show love. And remember, love is action. Mm-hmm. So when someone asks you for that mentorship, act on it and give them the care and feeding that you missed out on or that you would want to help grow our force and be ready for our adversaries.
Ah, so good, guys. I feel so empowered and impacted. Again, I'm grateful for both of them. I don't think my first Chief Chat could have gone better. Chief and Buddies, guys, it'll be every Friday. Stick around for it. But for right now, we're going to wrap up with one more song. It's Fight Song by Rachel Platten.